You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up by 7 points or 0.03% at 24,462.50, indicating a lackluster opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Friday. Previously on Thursday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended down by 7.40 points or 0.03% to settle at 24,406.10, while the BSE Sensex fell 109.09 points or 0.14% to 80,039.80. An expert said that the government's commitment to improving consumption and bringing the gap for energy transition in the budget buoyed sectoral sentiments. The stocks to watch out for today include Tech Mahindra, DFL, Jupiter Wagons, AU Small Finance Bank, United Breweries, Mankind Pharma, IndusInd Bank and Power Grid Corp. Up next, packaged foods maker Nestle India missed street estimates on both net profit and revenue for the June 2024 quarter amid inflationary pressures in coffee and cocoa. The Gurugram-based company reported a nearly 7% year-on-year rise in net profit to Rs. 747 crore, while revenue was up 3.3% year-on-year to Rs. 4,814 crore. Bloomberg Consensus estimates had pegged net profit at Rs. 833 crore and revenue at Rs. 5,135 crore for the period. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization rose 5.6% in Q1 compared to the year-ago period, reaching Rs. 1,114 crore, below street estimates of Rs. 1,239 crore. EBITDA margins improved by 40 basis points to 23.1% in the quarter under review compared to 22.7% reported a year ago. Moving on, the government is likely to achieve the target for formation of 10,000 farmer-producer organizations by the end of the year, which is expected to boost collective bargaining power, reduce cost of agri-inputs, and boost marketing avenues of the produce by the collectives. So far, 8,875 farmers' collectives have been registered under the Companies or Cooperative Acts under a central sector scheme aimed at enhancing farmers' income through aggregation of their agricultural produce and supplier of various inputs. Out of 14 agencies engaged in registering and onboarding the FPOs, the Small Farmers Agribusiness Consortium under the Agriculture Ministry has registered 3,620 FPOs, followed by NABARD at 1,694. National Cooperative Development Corporation at 1,863, NAFED at 1,191, and Foundation for Development of Rural Value Chains at 800. In another development, DLF posted a 22.5% jump in net profit for the first quarter of FY25 at Rs. 646 crore, missing street estimates of Rs. 682 crore. The company had posted a profit of Rs. 527 crore in Q1 FY24. DLF reported a 4% decline in revenues at Rs. 1,362.35 crore in Q1 FY25. Analysts had predicted a revenue of Rs. 1,474 crore. The company posted a profit of Rs. 921 crore in the March quarter of FY24. The company reported EBITDA at Rs. 229 crore, which fell 42% year-on-year. Margins for the quarter declined sharply by over 1,100 basis points to 16.8%. The company's finance costs went up 19% year-on-year during Q1 FY25, and current tax more than doubled to Rs. 48 crore. Meanwhile, the government has set a provisional target of constructing 10,421 kilometers of national highway this financial year, which is 15% lower than what was achieved last year as the election process slowed down the various clearances in the states. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said, the ministry has constructed 1,934 kilometers of highways during April-June of this financial year as compared to 2,250 kilometers during the same period last year. Of the total target, National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has been given a target of 5,000 kilometers, while the remaining will be done by National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation, NHIDCL, and Road Wing of the Ministry. In other news, Baiju Ravindran moved a fresh writ petition in Karnataka High Court for suspension of the order admitting Baiju's parent, Think and Learn, to insolvency resolution process, alleging prejudice by National Company Law Appellate Tribunal's Chennai bench. Senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi, who appeared for Ravindran, said if the committee of creditors is formed, it will become irreversible and the company will be effed with no remedies. Singhvi said that Baiju's is a solvent company and has Rs. 6,000 crore on its balance sheet. According to him, Ravindran has a roadmap to clear all the company's dues by October 2024 and is in advanced settlement talks with the BCCI. Lastly, Saadhan, a Reserve Bank of India recognized self-regulatory organization for microfinance institutions, has introduced stricter guidelines for its 220+ members, barring them from extending fresh loans to households with MFI exposure of beyond Rs 2 lakh. Every MFI must mandatorily do a comprehensive credit bureau check at the household level for approving a small ticket loan to avoid over-leveraging of already stressed borrowers and reduce the chance of pushing them into debt traps. No loan should be given to any borrower whose account is recognized as a non-performing asset with any lender for any loan amount of more than Rs 3,000. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.